This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being. And to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have come to the right place. We want to be your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, and we welcome your calls, 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Fran Petrie is the author of Twins Times 3. She's had twins three times, unbelievably. And she's going to talk to us about the stress that moms experience in raising children, how you can reduce it, and what husbands can do to provide more help. Stress is probably the most important non-nutritional physical burden on the body. Let's put it that way. And physical stress, as well as mental stress and emotional stresses, cost the body nutrition, add cortisol to the system, reduce our ability to fight diseases, or depress the immune system. They can lead to digestive health problems, thyroid problems. So psychological stress, emotional stress, spiritual stress for that matter, are all just important as physiologic stress. We'll talk to Dr. Petrie. Actually, Fran Petrie. I don't think she's a doctor. We'll talk to Fran Petrie at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, please head to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And if you want to purchase Youngevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. So, I read an article here this morning about cholesterol, or about statin drugs, I should say. This is from the New York Times. A fitness downside to statin drugs. From the column, their phys ed column. That's a, I suppose, physical education column. Taking cholesterol statin drugs seem to make exercise more difficult and less beneficial, a new study in mice suggests. Mice are not humans, obviously. But it doesn't matter, because the point is the same. Cholesterol is a stress molecule. It's a life stress molecule. And when you exercise, your cholesterol is supposed to go up. In an experiment that this study was based on, statins were, quote, very effective in lowering cholesterol levels. But animals moved less if they were taking statins than if they weren't taking the drugs. And when they did move, mice on statins developed fewer advantageous physical changes within their muscles. They didn't get the benefits of the workout. They couldn't move. That's what statin drugs. It's the most idiotic idea to me, that you lower your cholesterol in order to protect your heart, but you can't move your body. You can't think. You can't do all the things cholesterol is supposed to do. So when they tell you about statin drugs, how wonderful they are, they tell you how it lowers your cholesterol, and we know cholesterol is associated with heart disease. Yes, we know. I'm putting air quotes right here. And so you should take your statin drugs, but what they don't tell you is you can't. it's impossible to not have other effects. If it's working on your heart, it's going to work on your muscles. If it's working on the cholesterol that's being flowing around in your blood, it's going to work on the cholesterol everywhere else. It's just common sense. It's craziness. We've lost our marbles. Our medical model has lost its marbles. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Further on from this article in the New York Times. But statins are not without risks. They have been found to increase the risk for type 2 diabetes. We talked about that yesterday. Another sign of the lunacy of statin mania. You take your statin drug to lower your cholesterol to protect your heart. It increases your risk dramatically of getting diabetes, which messes up your heart. They can also result in muscle aches and fatigue. In some studies of people taking statins, as many 20% report significant muscle pain. Anyway, I read this article this morning. It's nothing you haven't heard before if you've listened to this radio program. I've been talking about it for decades, since I was in pharmacy, since I was a young pharmacist. Statin drugs came out a couple years after I graduated pharmacy school, about a year after I graduated pharmacy school. Statin drugs came out. Before then, they used to use adsorbents, substances that would suck up cholesterol. This was a revolution in cholesterol control with statin drugs, and Mevacor was the first one. And oh my God, that shot to the top of the charts in no time at all, because everybody thinks cholesterol causes heart disease, including representatives of the medical model. Not picking on doctors. I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and I'm not picking on doctors. I'm just saying the medical model, the corporate medical model. By the way, doctors are getting screwed around by this medical model as much as, I don't say as much as patients, but a lot. It isn't all a bed of roses for doctors in this modern medical model era of ours, and doctors are very unsatisfied. They want to help people. They don't want to just give out drugs. I know that's the stereotype, but it's not really true. Doctors want to help people, but they're stuck in this medical model. You know, if a doctor doesn't give out drugs for specific health challenges, they can be sued for malpractice if they don't follow what is called standards of care. So the doctor is a victim too. And I don't like picking on individual doctors. Anyway, it's cholesterol. The reason I thought this was important to talk about is because cholesterol is important for the skin. We've been talking about the skin, and we're going to continue talking a lot about the skin. Cholesterol plays a major role in skin health, and if you're on statin drugs, you're going to have a higher risk of an impaired skin barrier, stratum corneum, the surface of the skin. I'll tell you what I mean here in a second. And you'll also have defects in making moisture factors. This can lead to exacerbated dry skin, especially in older people who are already prone towards dry skin. Cholesterol is an extremely important skin molecule. It's actually made in the skin. And using cholesterol topically can have great healing benefits. I put in my Truth Omega-6 Healing Cream. And between me and the fence post, that's one of the secrets in why Truth Omega-6 Healing Cream is so multifunctional and so healing. If you haven't experienced it, it really is. It's the most amazing formulation I've ever put together. In 30-plus years of formulating products, that's probably the most important product ever formulated, Truth Omega-6 Healing Cream. You can find it at truthtreatments.com. It's great for so many different things. I almost feel embarrassed talking about it, but it's just the most amazing healing product you'll ever use. If you burn yourself or cut yourself, it's a great moisturizer. And the secret is the cholesterol. Cholesterol is uber important for skin health, and if you're taking a statin drug, you might also want to consider taking some essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6, like your ultimate EFAs. And by the way, omega-6 essential fatty acids act like statin drugs. How do you like that? They have a natural cholesterol-lowering effect. I shouldn't say omega-6. The blend of omega-6 and omega-3. Essential fatty acids are cholesterol-lowering. They're natural statin drugs. They're natural estrogens, too, for folks on hormone replacement therapy. So if you take essential fatty acids, if you make sure you're supplementing with your ultimate EFAs and you're on a statin drug, you may find that you don't need the statin drug after a while. And you may find if you take niacin. We talked about that yesterday. Niacin. And interestingly, the nutrients that help you with your cholesterol also help you with your blood sugar. And nutrients that help you with cholesterol will also help you with your skin. And make no mistake about it, as a formulator, a skincare formulator, I'm telling you this, there's nothing more important from a physical perspective for taking care of your skin than a good nutritional supplement program, especially one that features the fats, fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids, cholesterol, as well as minerals that are handled by the fat processing system in the body, especially zinc and selenium also. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Fran Petrie coming up at the bottom of the hour talking about stress in children and what you can do about it. And we'll get your calls this segment. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you have a comment or success story you would like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Got new products coming out here pretty soon, so you might want to keep checking. And we also have a blog that we update at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And got also a YouTube page and a Facebook page and an Instagram page. If you just Google Truth Treatments or Pharmacist Ben and Truth Treatments, you'll get all kinds of good information about the skin. 844-236-6010 is our number. From Acta Neuropathologica, it's a neurology journal. Parkinson's disease is usually thought of as a disease of the brain, but new research suggests that it starts in the gut, as so many chronic problems do. Experiments with laboratory rats, a research team from Aarhus University in Denmark, have shown that the disease migrates from the gut to the brain to the heart. I've been saying this for decades, since I first heard about it in pharmacy school. And we learned about all kinds of stuff in pharmacy school that we're just starting to find out about now. So it wasn't just first mooted in 2003. I remember I had a professor in pharmacy school who talked about gut bacteria, which nobody knew about back then except for a few esoteric researchers, and Parkinson's disease. And indeed, gut microbes play a major role in addition to the movement of the intestine. Chronic constipation often precedes Parkinson's disease. Chronic digestive issues often precede Alzheimer's dementia, and they're associated with flare-ups. Digestive, eating the wrong foods. Please, people, if you know somebody with Parkinson's, if you have a loved one who has Parkinson's, notice when the symptoms flare up. Guaranteed, you're going to see there's a relationship between certain foods, certain things that are ingested. It could be fruit juices. It could be Diet Coke or a regular Coke. It could be gluten. There's all kinds of things that we eat that interact with the gut lining and then ultimately interact with the blood and the circulation. And this is where dementias and mental health, brain health problems often begin. From Scientific News Magazine, gut microbes relieve autism symptoms. How do you like that? Giving children with autism a healthier mix of gut bacteria as a way to improve behavioral symptoms continued to work even 2 years after treatment ended. What do we have to see? What do we have to know? What do we have to? What evidence do we need to have in our repertoires, our research repertoires, to prove that there's this massive relationship between the nervous system, the brain, and the digestive system, and there's a massive relationship between the digestive system and all other chronic degenerative diseases. I'm saying this not because I want to harp on food or I'm Mr. Organic guy, but if we're sick, this represents a powerful, powerful healing option, powerful healing strategy. Work on the gut. Use your nightly essence. Eat fermented foods. Bile salts, pancreatin, eat less foods, do a food diary, intermittent fasting, ketogenic diet. I mean, it's really endless the ways that we can protect our digestive system. And again, not to beat up anybody or judge anybody for food or for their food choices, but if you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, this is a major, major leverage point for us to be able to control and control our own lives and liberate ourselves from pharmacy, from the pharmacomedical model, we'll say. All right, 844-236-6010, time to go to the phones, and we do have lines open. Let's talk to our friend Elaine in Alaska. What's up, Elaine?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing great. What's going on today?
Nice. Yeah, I just have a question. Our pastor, he recently had a heart attack,
okay. And
he's in his mid-50s. He lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I know.
Was he very overweight at one time?
At one time. And he, about 4 or 5 years ago, lost quite a bit of weight.
Okay.
His cardiologist said if you would have had a stress test the day before, you would have passed. Because his cardiologist said it was the weirdest heart attack he's ever seen. Because he had all his numbers, you know, everything looked good. So they put a stent in. And I'm giving him physical therapy for some of the fascial pain that he's been having, and he's doing better. And he's on the tangy tangerine.
Good deal.
And he's, you know, thinking about doing some CoQ10 because they want him for 1 year.
What are you thinking? What's he thinking?
I know.
So what's he thinking? Should I or shouldn't I? I don't understand.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
So for 1 year, he has to be on statins and Plavix.
Well, hang on. I want to work with this a little bit. What's he thinking about CoQ10?
I know.
I'm not sure I want to do it? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, he's just looking for that advice because you don't get it from the cardiologist.
That's craziness. All right, CoQ10 is not optional, especially on a statin drug. It's not optional. It's a must-have for heart disease. It's a must-have for statin drugs, even if you don't have heart disease. It's a must-have if you're on if you have both statin drugs and heart disease. It's not a choice. And by the way, you don't have to have heart disease to benefit, or you don't have to be on statin drugs to benefit. CoQ10 is not essential. Your body can make it, but it's made in the liver. It's a detox substance. Helps us detoxify things, and the more toxins you're ingesting, the less likely you're going to be to have enough CoQ10 to take care of your heart and your nervous system and all the other things CoQ10 does. It's super important. It's relatively cheap, although the good stuff, ubiquinol, is a little pricier, I will say that. But you don't need ubiquinol necessarily. There's ubiquinol, O-L, and there's ubiquinone, O-N-E, O-R-N-E, O-L or N-E. The way they end has a implication in how well they're handled by the body. Ubiquinol is really the stuff you want, but the body can turn the cheaper stuff into ubiquinol. So either way, you definitely need to be on CoQ10. Vitamin C, magnesium, carnitine, chromium, selenium, essential fats, niacin, and all the B vitamins. In fact, just niacin plus the B vitamins, veggie juices, bone soup, glucosamine. There's so many wonderful things you could do for the heart. And for the medical model to this simple-minded way, take a statin drug, it's just not intelligent. It's bad science. It's not fair to do that to patients. It's just a terrible thing. So if you're on standard, at the very least, it's going to keep your body from making CoQ10. At the very least, get yourself on some CoQ10. It's cheap enough.
And he's I think he's like 180, 190 pounds. So
how tall? How tall?
He's 6'4".
All right, good. So he's a beanpole.
He was 260. He lost a lot of weight.
Okay, gotcha. Good for him. So give him about 200. I would do about 200 milligrams a day.
Okay.
Okay. 100 to 200, somewhere in there. 200 wouldn't hurt him. Okay. You can't really overdose on it. Okay. It's a little pricey. All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey.
All right. Good to talk to you, Elaine. Have a great day. Okay. I wanted to discuss this really cool article that isn't really necessarily health, but it's kind of interesting. It's about using computer chips, about the relationship between computer chips and cells. Using cells as computers, taking cells out of insects and turning them into computers, or interfacing cells with artificial intelligence, all of which takes advantage of the fact that the cells are like computer chips, they're information processors. And in the future, we're going to have something called wetware, which is like biological software. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Fran Petrie coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again drawing criticism from people who in this case are upset about the fact that he has likened the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president tweeting the controversial reference just a short time ago, saying Democrats are denying him due process, fairness, or any legal rights. He added in the tweet, quote, all Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, but we will win. Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush firing back on Twitter, saying, quote, you think this impeachment is a lynching? Then what the H is wrong with you? From point to counterpoint, the top Republican in the House says of the impeachment inquiry,
is the hatred that great? Are they that upset about an election?
That's Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine up. You can search 8-plus years of archives of great health information and nutrition information. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And we've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of free information, and also our skin health products. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. If you're a skin health skincare connoisseur and you want nothing but the best, you really owe it to yourself to check out TruthTreatments.com. All these products were developed in my wound healing pharmacy. Wound healing, as it turns out, involves the same mechanisms as beautification. Healing is beauty. TruthTreatments.com. Everything your skin needs, nothing it doesn't. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. And I am excited to have our next guest on, Fran Petrie. I had a very, very interesting experience, and she's written about it. She's had three sets of twins, and her book is Twins Times X. And now she talks about stress and moms and raising children, ways you can reduce stress, and interestingly, how husbands can help, do more to help reduce stress. Let's see what else here. That's it. Let's talk to Fran. What's up, Fran?
Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for having me on today. What an honor.
Thank you for being on the program. Twins times three. That is a very interesting experience that you have, that you've got. How old are your twins now?
Wow, yes. Well, I'm happy to say that we're at the point where there's no longer any diapers involved, and life can be a little bit more manageable these days. With my youngest set having just turned 12 10 days ago, my middle set, my youngest set are boys, my middle set just turned 20 2 days ago. And my girls are my my eldest set, and they're 24.
So you've been doing this for 24 years. Support groups for people who have multiple sets of twins? Have you run into other families like this, twin families?
Oh, certainly. Well, for one thing, they run on my mother's side of the family. There are multiple sets of fraternal twins. That is what we tend to produce. And, this day and age, of course, with social media, I have connected with many multiple groups on Facebook, for instance, et cetera. And there's also one that is called Moms of Multiple Multiples. So, we're all out there. There's definitely more than, we're definitely more, common than expected. When it tends to be something that runs in your family, probability is there. That and the fact that, today, I guess, with a lot of the infertility treatments that are available, people tend to, there are, I guess, just a better chance of ending up with more than one set of twins or even more.
So you got girls and boys and girl boy.
That's correct. Every combination.
That's really, really cool. And so you're on social media. Tell people how they can get a hold of you on social media, and let me ask a couple questions after that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, for one thing, I've got a blog. It's a mom blog that started about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's just franpetrie.com. So it's franpetrie.com. Brandon, myself, as a mom of twins and for a mom with all three sets of twins, being able to help with resources, experiences from my own background, helping mothers, everything from pregnancy all the way to sending your twins off to college. And so that's probably what I would say is the best place where you can contact me. I'm on Facebook under Fran Petrie. You can find me on Instagram as well as on Twitter.
P-I-T-R-E, Petrie.
That's correct.
Right, so now this just kind of crossed my mind here. Because twins form certain kind of bonds, right? Is there an interesting relationship between the bonds that twins form and the family bond, how everybody gets together as a family?
Well, just speaking from my own experience, is basically how I can, go from this, I guess, in order to make a description. I have my first set of girls, they were extremely close, little toddlers that developed their own language. Even though they're not identical twins, they're very, very tight, very close, and they had their own little world that that they grew up in. It was just the three of us for quite some time because my husband did travel a lot. So it was myself and my two little ones, and I found that those little girls had a bond that I couldn't even get into, quite often.
Mm-hmm.
What happened as they got older, though, the peer pressure, the older children going to school type of thing, they did kind of pull apart a bit. They had different interests that developed, and their different personalities started to really reveal themselves. They had different likes, different dislikes, different directions that they were interested in going into. And to this day, at 24, they are very close. However, they are not as close as even my other two sets of twins. So that's just one experience I can, describe there. But my closest set of twins, believe it or not, are my son and my daughter. Those two are inseparable. At 20 years old, they still have the same core of friends together.
Wow.
They each have a significant other these days, and they're always double dating. Everything they do is together. So those two little kids that started out as little boy and girl have been the closest of all three sets of my twins, and they're of course a different gender.
This is the middle. These are the middle ones.
That's my middle set, yes, sir.
Now,
my little boys now are 12, and those two, I'm not sure if they're fighting more than they're not, but they tend to be more of the battles, too. They tend to, they may play well together most of the time, but I think a lot of what they do is competition with each other. So
that's the
perspective that I can see of my all three sets of my twins together now as a family. All of us are close, though we all we still prefer to sit down at the table together at dinner time if it's possible, if everyone's around with jobs and experience activities, etc. However, for the most part, if we're going to have sit down and have dinner, we all just, oh my goodness, the room gets so loud. The laughter is off the charts, and we just enjoy each other's company tremendously. And somehow we survived 2 years ago, or actually it'll be 2 years at Christmas, a road trip in an extended van that all eight of us took for two solid weeks. And we survived it and went beyond that. We had an absolutely fantastic time traveling out to Colorado, as a matter of fact, from Jacksonville, Florida, and did and skied and spent Christmas out there, just the eight of us, and had an absolutely fantastic family time out there. And I think for the most part, I can see that at least from the Petrie's perspective, we are a close knit family. Twins, they do have a bond each different set, but I also find that the siblings themselves, connect with each other, different individuals, because that's what it comes down to. They're all completely individual and people, their true selves come out individually each and every day.
Fran, are these identical twins?
No, sir. Fran? Every set is fraternal. They're all just
Fraternal twins.
They're all just siblings that were born in twos.
So, all right. So we got to take a break. When we come back,
sure.
I want to talk about that stress, the whole stress thing. All right, because we talk
absolutely
a lot about stress and what you can do about it. I want to hear some of your stress management techniques, because if anybody has them, it's got to be you, I would think. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben 844. I'm sorry, we're talking to Fran Petrie. Don't call in, because we're talking to Fran Petrie about stress and motherhood. We'll continue on the bright side. Right after this commercial break, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Fran Petrie about stress and motherhood. Fran is the mom of three sets of fraternal twins. Her book is Twins Times Three. And where you get the book on Amazon, I imagine, right? Or just bookstores?
Yes, sir. Okay, you can. Great. You can find it also at twinstimes3.com.
TwinsTimes3.com. Okay, great. So what do you do for stress? And I imagine that some of your strategies for managing stress are going to be the same as for managing stress for folks who don't have twins or kids in general. What's your strategy? What do you do?
I am a firm believer in taking care of myself, and it's been a very good mentality that I think has really played off on myself and my family. It's been able to prove, you know, to my own daughters as they aged and watched me and become adults themselves that, you know, this life is difficult. This life can be very challenging, but there's ways to manage it. We all have those moments of just being overwhelmed with things that we take on. And so what I have basically developed my own strategies is in self-care. It's about making sure that I get enough sleep. When my children were all small, and I had, especially the time when I had four small ones at one time, and my husband was often out of town. He's an architect. He was often on sites that were out of town for weeks at a time. And so I was it. And I was, you know, the mom and the dad, and making sure that everything, all the plates kept spinning without dropping. And there were times that I felt though that I was running out of steam and running out of my own ability to cope with just even the smallest little challenges, because after a while my ability would start to run out. So getting sleep was probably the most important thing. So I found ways to just make it happen. I had to. It became a priority. And the best way for me to ensure a good night's sleep was exercise during the day. So we would pack up everybody, and we would all go on walks. We'd go to the park. I get all the kids out, and we would be active. And so, you know, that has been something that I have been able to incorporate a long time ago. 20 years later, it's something that's still a very, very foundational part of my life, and it's really rubbed off on all of my children.
Now, when you say exercise, you don't necessarily mean gym exercise.
No, I mean that what I try to do every single day is I go through a routine of stretching, and my kids have laughed about it since the time they were little. I literally lay down on the floor in the afternoon toward the evening part of the day when I feel stress is the biggest and has built up over the hours of the day, and I stretch every joint as much as I possibly can. I reach, and my children have done the same thing. They'll mimic me and do the same thing, and my animals do the same thing. My cats and my, you know, dog will walk all over me too. I try to just extend all of my, you know, my limbs and my neck, and I try to make sure that I release from all of those joints the pent up stress that has built up. And it allows me, I believe, it allows me just to feel better all over. And then I get us up and I'll go and we'll go take a walk after dinner. We'll go walk the dog. And it's just become part of our lives. It's just to be up and be active. And all of my children have grown up to become people that like to be up and out, you know, outside more than inside. So no, it's not about going to the gym so much. However, you know, we do that as well. I don't have a membership myself right now. I've got my own, you know, little self gym in the house where I've got a treadmill and such and free weight. But for the most part, I think it's just being active, being outside, getting fresh air, and rubbing that off on your kids, and letting them realize the importance of putting that gaming device down, that cell phone down, getting out and just being together or on your own, and allowing that stress just to relieve, you know, just to get out of your system by just letting your head be, you know, clear, allowing fresh air and exercise just to help clear your mind, and your stress level just reduces tremendously.
Where does nutrition come in? Food, nutrition, nutritional supplementation?
Well, I believe that's extremely important. You know, today it's just so easy to grab those convenience foods. And, that's been something I've kind of fought with over the years, where it's more important to have a real good, solid breakfast, you know, for all of our kids, as opposed to grabbing those waffles and those, you know, Pop-Tart kinds of things. I make sure that everybody leaves the house still as well as I can, still, you know, the ones that are still here, with good solid nutrition, good, you know, I'll make, you know, a big pan of scrambled eggs in the morning and make sure everybody has a little bit of good solid protein to leave the house with. We also, you know, we have multivitamins. I'm a firm believer of the B vitamins, for, you know, just for energy, for brain health, for all that good be able to tap into throughout the day, because we all have extremely busy days and busy lives. So I'm absolutely, you know, a firm believer, not only that, but of allowing yourself. There was a time that I was, overweight from all the children, all the babies, and I found I can't be this. So, you know, focusing on good nutrition, making sure that I got my, you know, my body back to where it needed to be, where I felt, you know, in peak performance level for the day-to-day, you know, demands on our lives. That is very important. And I think that my husband and I both, you know, let our children realize that is a huge priority. And as I said, they really have followed in step with us as well. So that, you know, they all are all healthy, you know, and living their lives to the fullest. And I'm proud to say that.
How about from a psychological or even a spiritual perspective?
Very important as well. Very important as well. We, spiritually, we are Christian, and we are very, church-going people. We always have been. My husband and I, before we were even married, knew that that was the center of our relationship and became the center of our marriage. And that was always, and that is how we've raised our children. And they realize that is being the center of marriage that has now gone on 34 years. Hasn't been perfect, never has always been perfect. However, we've always, you know, work through our problems and pray through all the big decisions that we've, you know, that we've had to make, the challenges we've had, the struggles we've had. We've come through, you know, because our faith has been strong all along. As for psychological and emotional, good heavens, I'll tell you, there was a time, I think so much of it has to do with communication. if we can talk out what's going on and not feel as though that what we experience and the times that we just can't seem to get through something is any sign of weakness, you know, and we keep it inside, that's the worst thing we can do, obviously. And so I'm a firm believer, and I really encourage, you know, all of us in our family, at least, just we need to be in full communication with each other. Let everyone know what's going on. Talk it out. Let's talk it out. It needs to be just between two people, you know, and make it a private situation. That's absolutely fine. As long as we are talking and we're not keeping things in, we've always let our children know that there's nothing that they can do that we can't, you know, understand, that we haven't been through ourselves. And we're there for them and also for each other. My husband has been one of those wonderful men, and I've been so grateful. He's always been such a hands-on father. I've never had a situation where I've never had that help, that support, that guy that just jumps up and changes the diapers in the middle of the night and brings the babies to me, you know, for feedings and such. And during the times that we've had, you know, challenges, it's always been, we've always known that we could talk it out together, and know that that is the foundation of success, is being able to figure out how to, you know, to work this problem out as a team, as a family, as a couple, as a mother to son, as a mother to daughter, as, you know, as siblings to each other. And hopefully that, you know, will go on in their lives as they become young adults.
Fran, we've got about a minute. I want you to give me two really good tips for stress management, not necessarily for twins or for moms, but just two of your favorites.
Just to handle stress, as I said, I think the biggest thing for me is those times that I've been able to have a little bit of alone time, take care of myself, so that, because if I don't take care of me, who's going to take care of them? So, you know, I've got to make sure that I'm eating well, that I'm sleeping, that I'm getting 6 hours of sleep at least a night. That is huge. The times that were the worst in my life were those times when I was, like, sleep deprived. So that's huge. And the other thing that I would say is just, you know, have that time with your relationship, with your husband, with your wife, your significant other. Get out there, enjoy life. You know, life is short. Take care of yourself and take care of each other.
Thank you, Fran Petrie. The book is Twins Times 3, and the website one more time?
You can go right to franpetrie.com. It'll link to all the things that I'm doing and all the information I'd love to share with you.
Great. Thank you so much, Fran. Appreciate having you on. Good luck with everything. That was Fran Petrie. Your book is Twins Times 3. Go to Fran Petrie, FranPetrie.com for more information. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. You can get Truth products at truthtreatments.com, Longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.